South Africa's security minister has launched a charm offensive to convince foreign investors the battle against crime is being won. South Africa's economy has become the largest among African nations since the end of apartheid. But more than 50 people are murdered daily in South Africa, which still has one of the world's highest rates of violent crime. Safety and Security Minister Charles Nakula, who has been criticised for failing to curb crime, met investors in Britain last week. He also is considering similar trips to other European countries in the hope that crime reduction will make South Africa a more attractive place for investors. Editor of South Africa's leading Catholic weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper, is Gunther Simmermacher. He says the key to fighting crime is moral regeneration.
The problem with crime is that it is always related to poverty. Now, that is not to say that everybody who is poor is going to resort to crime, but it becomes more prevalent. In South Africa, of course, there was a system of apartheid in which a majority of South Africans were marginalized from the economy, and the after effects are still being felt. Black people in South Africa were systematically dehumanized. Many of them have not rediscovered their full humanity, and that finds expression in the violence that accompanies crime, where life is regarded as cheap. The Christian churches especially have been pushing the notion of a moral regeneration in South Africa, and I think there is the key. Churches are arguing that with a moral regeneration that starts with the individual, that's where the moral regeneration must start.